Welcome to the after show on warm1013.com.
We still don't have our theme music or anything.
I was thinking of the same thing. Well, you know what? Let's just pick something, okay?
Yeah.
Just find something.
I have Tom and Jerry ready.
Let's hear Tom and Jerry.
Let's hear.
We have a contest, so we might as well use this, right?
And now it's time for the after show.
With Tony Infantino,
Nikki Rod, and Christy Credit.
Woohoo!
I like it. I think we go with it.
If he doesn't give us something soon, we're doing it.
Okay.
I liked how it ends, because then you knew it was getting ready to start. Remember?
All right, there we go.
Yep. There we go.
Perfect.
I love it.
That works.
It kind of does work.
I think, you know, we got to pay royalties. That's the only problem.
Right.
Oh, okay.
So, all right.
It works for today.
Well, you and I don't have to pay royalties. Someone will.
Yeah.
So Coldplay's going to do a live stream set on TikTok, which I think is kind of cool. It's for Red Nose Day on May 24th.
Oh, gosh, that is coming up.
Yeah.
NBC does that every year.
Yeah, I know they do. I know. I have to check this out. And about 6 years ago, they did Game of Thrones, the musical, a 12-minute comedy sketch. I got to watch it. It's got 30 million views. I didn't even know about it. I got to watch that. I bet you that's hilarious.
So how is married life, Nikki? It's like what? Like 3 days? Like a week and 3 days?
So, yeah. And the first week is canceled because I got sick. So,
oh, so that doesn't count?
It doesn't count because it was not like married life. I was home every day, like watching TV.
It was like married life in the 50s.
Yeah, right? But I didn't even make him dinner, you know?
Except roles reversed, right? She was sick, he was taking care of her.
Yes.
So, did he take care of you?
Oh, of course.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, he's marvelous. He's marvelous.
Remember, he was a dad, you know, I don't want to say single dad, technically, like half and half of the kids. They share custody.
Yeah.
So he had to take care of the kids. You had to learn to take care of things. So he helped take care of Nikki when she was sick.
Oh,
I love
that.
Yeah.
Nice. He was so good. And so now this is my first week back to work since being married, and the drive, which is crazy. I now live in Livingston County. Mm-hmm. So the drive-in is 50 minutes.
Yeah, I'm at 44 from where I live.
I'm at 35.
It's you know, give or take. But, you know, I'm getting used to that. But we took the boys. They had their baseball practice last night.
Oh,
and then
fun.
We went out to do a workout at the high school track.
Oh.
Which was super fun.
Yeah.
I was like totally like, okay, now we're going to do this. And now we're doing this. 10 more seconds. It was great. I loved it.
So there was actually a workout going on, or you were the workout
I
person?
Yes, I led it with just us.
Oh. Does he just laugh at you all the time?
Oh, my gosh. He does what I say. It's
oh,
just
he does?
Amazing.
He
yes.
does?
I was like, and now alternate side lunges. Let's go.
And he did it?
Absolutely.
Oh, I love him.
Oh, he's the best. And then we get home, and we're watching The Voice or something with the kids. And he's like, your stepmom is hurting me. She's hurting me.
Oh.
Because, like, you know, I did a really hard work.
And what did the boys say? Too bad? Suck it up?
Yeah.
That's probably what he says, right?
Suck it up, sucker.
That's awesome. Oh, man.
I love this so much. I love it, Nikki.
It's good.
Built-in family, too. As soon as you get married, that's awesome.
It's so exciting.
Good for you. So there's a TV show I may have to try out for. It's called Clash of the Cover Bands.
My goodness.
This is perfect for him.
Yeah, Jimmy Fallon is producing. Adam Lambert will be on. Meghan Trainor.
Are they judges or something?
Yeah, judges. Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, Clash
of the
Cover
Adam
Bands.
Lambert, that's a good one because he was the queen.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
they definitely. See, here's the thing with this, and I should help produce this show.
Why is that?
They need age groups.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's different for different ages.
Right.
Well, they're going to do pop divas, boy bands, heavy metal, pretty much everything.
Okay.
So you'll be old boy
guys?
Band? Tony?
Yeah, I'll be boy band. That's what
do they have an old guy section? Old guys.
Yeah.
Play lots of 70s stuff.
We'll play, as my wife calls it, your 70s drug music.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. So, you guys, speaking of TV, mm-hmm. I saw all my friends were talking about this one on Netflix called The Circle.
What is this?
Have you seen that?
No.
I basically heard about it this morning. I didn't. What's it about?
So it's a reality TV show, which I'm never into. Yeah. But then I was reading, like, maybe it's not really reality. Like, maybe it's scripted. I don't know. But I decided to turn it on. Shane and I decided to, well, you know, everybody's talking about it. Let's see. Yeah. And I kind of got drawn into it.
So what's it about? What's it about?
Is it from the UK? Is it like a...
So this one's in America.
Oh.
But basically you have all these people who are in one building, but they can't see each other. They can only communicate through the circle, which
it's a competition, right?
Yes. Okay. And you want to be the most popular. I mean, seriously?
Are you serious?
Yes, it's about being the most popular. It's so stupid, but I'm telling you, I got sucked into it. But
Is it the second one, the second season that you're watching, or
but
first?
I think I'm watching the first season.
Okay.
I'm so old. I'm over 40, Christy.
I just want to know how I did not know about a reality series on something that I could be watching.
Girl, so I want you to check it out. See what you think.
I will.
And I saw people tweeting last week like, oh my gosh, I'm crying from The Circle.
Oh,
and
God.
Oh my, what is happening?
This is the same people that cried during The Bachelor. Right? I'm sorry. The Bachelor should not be a TV show.
Oh, well. it's absolutely ridiculous is what it is.
Yeah, it's gotten to the point where even my mom thinks it's ridiculous. That's pretty bad.
Oh, what's going on with mom? You got any good mom stories?
Oh, crazy grandma was a huge help last night, girl. We had to go to Lancaster, Pennsylvania over the weekend for Nate for basketball. So I had all this laundry that I had separated, and my mom did all the laundry. Oh. And Nate had to go to lacrosse, so she made dinner.
Mm. Oh my goodness, mama.
No, right?
Sure.
So we had to go because the night before, Nate gave me a hard time that I didn't plan well enough. So I had to plan dinner. I just didn't have time to make it.
Seriously?
Oh, yeah. We get home from Lancaster, a 5-hour drive. We get home at 8 o'clock. 9 o'clock, he looks at me and goes, what's for dinner? We passed 100 fast food places. You didn't want nothing. Now you want something?
Oh, he's Jason.
Yeah. I was like, really? Oh, killing God. Me. So then last night, he was at lacrosse. And the team we were playing didn't have enough kids. So our coach had to pick kids to play for the other team.
No.
Yeah, because our kids don't always volunteer, right? They won't be like, oh, I want to play for the other team.
I don't even get why that would happen.
Yeah, well, they didn't have enough kids, and it happens. It's an automatic win for us, which, quite frankly, probably would have won anyway.
Oh, so it's a fun game.
So yeah, it turns it into a fun, right? And so Nate was picked to play on the other team, and so was the other tall kid on the team, and our parents are like, that's not fair, but it was fine. And Nate at one point, because he's, you know, playing with some of the other team, but then also with his friends against his friends that he normally doesn't play against, and the ball, they were scrambling for the ball, and he's like, all right, boys, watch out, here comes the dump truck.
Oh my
apparently
God.
He calls his booty the dump truck.
Oh my God.
Because he says it's so big.
Oh my God.
And it takes dumps.
Yeah. He's like, watch out, boys.
Oh.
Coming through. Oh and they all are like, what? And next thing you know, Nate runs away with the ball. Like, it totally worked for him.
Okay.
And all the parents were laughing. So really, I was enjoying laughing at my child, who apparently has turned into quite the comedian.
Yeah. Well, good.
Wonder where he gets that from.
I can't imagine where he gets that from.
So it was cute. Because they all of a sudden, the parents looked at me, did you hear him? I'm like, yeah, I did. Hilarious. So it was cute.
All right.
I loved it last night. So we had a good time. And then I got dinner and I, you know, mom even cleaned up the kitchen.
Oh. Nice. Send her over to my house.
Seriously. All
right. Okay, are you ready?
Ready.
Are you ready for some warm thoughts?
Oh, yeah, warm thoughts.
Oh, I need the music.
Get the music. Yes, yes, yes. Get my music. I can't do warm thoughts without my music. Okay. Let me know when you got
my
music.
Okay.
Ready?
Yep. And I got to start it first.
All right. No. I'll hold on. Okay, go ahead. Start it. And now it's time. It's always getting late, never early. Okay, that one didn't fly.
Getting late.
Snowmen probably get really tired of the smell of carrots. It's a thinker.
Yeah, okay.
0-2, Tony.
You might need to let us approve these ahead of time.
Right.
And finally, it takes 2 wipes to know that it only took 1.
That's so dumb.
Those are your warm thoughts for today.
Nikki didn't feel any of those.
I'm sorry. Can't help it, you know? You can't all be winners. Okay, so we'll edit that out when we go live.
Right. Yeah. Oh, wait. It's a podcast. It's always live.
It's always live. All right. So I thought they were it is always getting late, never early, but never mind. Fine. I'm
that
not,
is, that
I'm
is
not upset.
Yeah. It's like, oh. Yeah,
just because
true.
You say it again doesn't mean now we're going to laugh.
You know, sometimes they're supposed to be thought-provoking. No, they're not. They're supposed to be funny. Okay.
Yeah, they're funny. Fine. They were funny. They were cute. Just not.
You know, no, ha-ha. I don't want your pity.
Not ha-ha funny. Just funny.
Just like, right. Oh.
Do I amuse okay. you? Do I amuse? How am I funny? Do I amuse
right?
you?
See, now okay. that's funny.
See, that's funny. Okay. All right.
Do you want me to bring Nate in to teach you what funny is?
Yes. Yes.
Here Nate. Comes the dump truck. The
dump Watch truck. Out, boys.
God. All right, I think that's a wrap.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Give me the. We need the closing music. Get Tom and Jerry out again.
We're gonna do the close with Tom and Jerry again. Okay.
Yeah, right? Okay. So hit it.
Okay.
And that's the podcast for today, which can be had at warm103.com. No.
Okay. Do you have a sinus infection?
And maybe I should. Hold on. That's the warm cast for today, ladies and gentlemen, yes. All Americans and ships at sea. All right, we're out of here.
All right, bye-bye.
Slay ya!